101.1 WJR, Cocoa Beach, Orlando. For God's sake, Larry.
What did I do?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Larry keeps looking through the window there at Leslie Gale. He can't get over it.
No, seriously, doesn't it sound like Larry never gets sex? Like he's just so hard up and desperate that, like, anything
and everything.
No, he's
a horny son of a gun.
What? So I'm looking at a pretty girl? What?
No,
big
no,
deal?
You're
I didn't realize
looking.
That her boobs are that big.
I told
I
you she... I'm not
no, that was a while ago, though. No, I think that was a while ago.
It doesn't matter. It goes until you stop.
How do you look without her looking at you?
I know.
She's right there.
Well, Larry, because...
Well, wait till she reads the news, then she'll
wait
be
till she
I can't wait till she looks over and catches one of you picking your nose. That is really going to turn her on.
That
you know
would,
what?
That would
care
be
less.
Me. That would be me, though.
I could care less.
Larry, you've got to do through the window. Do show her that you've sat in gum. Hey, Leslie, I sat in some gum.
Looky here.
All right. I guess we're on the radio at this point. It's 6:07.
Oh, that's right.
It's Wednesday, and... We have all sorts of wonderful things planned for you guys today, including commentary from Larry, and I know you got a good one coming up a little bit later on this hour.
This will be good commentary.
Jesus.
It'll be good commentary.
I'm so proud of him. He's, actually here today.
Yeah.
Did you notice that guy, Chip, that works here?
Eats on crutches?
He has been on crutches with that foot problem for over almost 2 years. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, his foot started getting bad. He, like, got a sore end or something. He didn't take care of it. It, like, turned green or something. So he went to the doctor. No, I'm telling
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, he doesn't have, like, diabetes or something.
Yes,
Does he have diabetes?
Because
no.
That's what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to...
He's got diabetes, and so...
You know the wound... Remember the commercial for the wound care center? My father had a sore on his leg, and he said he could live with it, but I couldn't.
Right.
So it took him to the wound care center.
He memorizes the commercial.
Well, I just remember... Because I felt so sorry for the guy.
But his face, he's like, but dude, he said he could live with it, but I couldn't.
Poor Chip.
So I chopped his goddamn leg off, is why the commercial should have been.
So poor Chip has been walking around with those crutches and his leg and a cast.
That's what sucks.
2 years.
Well, can't we get him to an expert and have somebody really help him?
You know what? I have no
we
idea.
Got to.
He's such a nice guy.
He's been to the doctors. And,
I'm sure.
That the reason he's on crutches is because...
He's got to give it time to heal if you walk on it or whatever.
I mean, he is the kind of guy, though, that would have a dead body laying around his house somewhere.
No, it's true. I've known Chip for a long time.
You guys are just wrong.
But Chip
happens to be one of the nicest people in this building.
He
doesn't
is.
Hurt anybody. It doesn't say an
he
ill
is.
Word to anybody.
Gloria, he
leave
is.
Leave him be.
He is. And that's what they said about Jeffrey Dahmer. Nice
Well, guess
guy.
What, Larry? If it's true, guess who's first on the list?
I don't want to
mention any names, but his initials are Larry the Cable Guy.
Exactly.
I stay away from him. I say hi to him, and that's about it.
All right, here's Metallica on JRR. We just care so much about people
yeah,
is what
I can
it's
tell.
All about. 101.1 WJR, the rock station, Metallica, Till Asleep to 6:14.
Sweet.
All right, we're going to look at news here in just a second.
Do you like my new glasses?
I love those new glasses. Those are Lenny Kravitz.
I got Lenny Kravitz glasses because I think it brings me closer to him. Blair?
I'm going to be very reserved and not talk because I'm sick of getting yelled at by Glory. So I'm not...
I'm
only going to talk...
When didn't you?
Every now and then.
Okay, every now and then.
Oh, okay, wait. He tells me that... He starts yelling at me before, and then he tells me that I look like I went off my diet, which was very nice. I say one
that
thing for him...
That started it.
I say one thing for him, and he turns into the P-U-S-S-Y.
I know. That was one... Best was yesterday, though. Larry was on a roll yesterday. Larry was on a roll.
Dude, he almost got us fired.
I know. You know what the thing is, though, is because he had to do his Jeff Foxworthy stuff. And when he gets into that mode, he's got to write a whole bunch of...
Beautiful
and he hates it. Plus, you were doing a commercial at the same time.
It was the one-liner.
In the production room. And so this gets Larry's juices flowing. And he just... takes it out in the hallway, people who walk by, Larry, and he's just hammering. It's funny as hell. It's good stuff.
Larry. It was my favorite one line. You know what? Actually, it'll probably be a great show if he doesn't talk also.
Trust me, he's...
Okay, I would like the first... Hold on. I would like the first 10 people to call and say, who would they rather hear talk, Gloria or me?
All right, I've got the ballot.
Just take them right off the bat. Who would they rather hear talk?
Here we go.
Me or Gloria?
Let the phones begin.